Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. A little later this year, I'm going to be going to Spain and Portugal. In anticipation, I've been looking up some recipes in my big book of Spanish cooking. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, there is a lot to like about Spanish cooking.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's such a huge country. There's coastline, so a lot of the food has seafood as its main ingredient. The center of the country is very hot, so there's pigs and all sorts of pork product.
Yep.
You know, so it's, I mean, it's great. It's a beautiful cuisine.
And some of the best cooking in the world right now is taking place in San Sebastian.
Some of these avant-garde places, yeah. Without a doubt, that Spain is certainly the leader in the sort of modernist cuisine movement that we see going on right now.
But there is no shortage of traditional Spanish food.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, if you're in a Spanish city, it's impossible to starve because every 20 yards is another
restaurant.
There's
some place to eat, I know.
I am not making this up. But I went through my big book of Spanish food and I found some really cool recipes. I just thought I'd mention them.
Sure.
And we'll put these on the website and people can kind of tuck into them. The first is something called pasta paella. So you're using some of the ingredients.
Right.
But instead of rice... You're going to be using pasta.
I see that.
And what I have here is a recipe that will call for some shrimp, some bay scallops, a firm white fish like halibut, grouper can be used.
Sure.
Some mussels, which is very traditional with paella.
Yep.
And then, you know, all the stuff that you cook it in, you know, some fish stock, chopped tomatoes and whatnot, a little white wine goes in there. And then fettuccine.
Oh, yeah.
And you just, you know... There must be an Italian dish that's very similar to
down
this.
In Sicily, there's a lot of these dishes. But it's a fun, you know, sort of, and paella is a tough one if you don't have the right pan and the rice.
Right.
So you get the flavors and all the sort of excitement with a much easier preparation.
And I think this is time to break out that great big old cast iron skillet and give that a workout. There is a part of the country in the north called Bierzo, where the wine Mentillo comes from, which is very popular these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered a Bierzo sausage pie. Now, one of the problems, I think, with trying to do really authentic Spanish cooking is getting ingredients.
Sure.
And this one calls for a sausage called butilla. And I don't know if that can be got in Baltimore. There are a couple Latin grocery stores, so I'm going to go check that out. But corrito works perfectly well.
Sure.
And you just cut that up, and you're going to be making a pie with two crusts. And you're going to be using Yukon Gold potatoes, some onions, some sweet peppers, some tomatoes, and this beautiful sausage, and you know, putting it all together as a filler, and then it's kind of a pot pie.
I was going to say it's a very Spanish pot pie.
It's a very Spanish pot pie,
and that's great.
And it really, really sounds tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite recipes, and I've actually made this a couple times, is called chicken with almonds and sherry.
Uh-huh.
And almonds and sherry are just real big,
of course,
real big in Spain.
Perfect and classic pairing.
Yeah, and what you're going to do is take a big old roasting chicken and cut it into 8 pieces, cutting the breast into into 2, and you're going to be dusting it up with flour and making a nice fry out of that and adding some Oloroso sherry and a few other ingredients and finishing it off with a paste made with almonds and egg yolks. And it's just delicious. And it's exactly the kind of thing you find in a tapas restaurant.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Just a little dish of this.
And what a great thing on a cold day. This is a perfect dish.
It is. And I'll have another recipe for vegetables because vegetables can be few and far between in Spain. I'll have a medley of vegetables in there just to round out
perfect.
The menu. But it's a lot of fun and I'm going to enjoy cooking these. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.